Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Good morning, John. Welcome.
Hey, good morning and welcome
it's
to...
It's a Vanarama FM...
Another Vanarama FM breakfast show.
Vanarama FM.
I forgot about the jingle.
Vanarama FM here. It's a breakfast meeting. Good morning. It's shit o'clock here on Vanarama FM.
It is shit o'clock,
both
John.
Literally and metaphorically. Some of you might be doing your morning ablutions, of course. And a very good morning to you. But also,
Kevin, mate, I'm just eating big breakfast.
For those who are eating your bran flakes, very good morning to you. Sorry, this has taken a turn.
Vanarama FM. It's an early morning start for us, John.
Vanarama FM.
Yeah.
It's an early morning start. Because there was a game Tuesday night. We didn't do it Tuesday.
No.
I wasn't here on a Wednesday. I work on a Thursday. You're playing football after work.
I am.
So it's an early morning start, John. That's just...
I found the sound effect, sorry.
I bet there's a radio station. There must be radio stations that still do that.
Still do that. Oh, yeah. Good morning.
It's madness here this morning. Mayhem.
We're absolutely crazy here on Vanarama FM.
When I used to go in and do the... I used to work for Radio Berkshire, and I used to go and do... How I got into radio was I used to go and do the newspapers once a week with Henry Kelly. Remember Henry? The heat is on. The time is right. That's Ted.
Sorry, I was doing 3-2-1.
You're doing this. Ted Rogers and Dusty Bin.
Oh.
Henry Kelly is Game for a Laugh and Going for Gold.
He's an Irish guy, isn't he? Yeah.
Get the Going for Gold theme tune up, John.
We'll get that going.
It's written by Hans Zimmer.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know
that.
The
brilliant film composer Hans Zimmer. In his early days, he used to write TV themes.
Did he?
And his
really?
Most famous one is "The Heat Is On." The time is right. It's time for you. It's the best. Yes.
It's a long way from.
And I imagine this. It should be running out music. Yeah. Just as fast as you can when you're going for. Oh, I'm a bit early. I'm early.
It says full length theme. Oh.
Key change there.
So hang on, what's it? So you did the local radio show with Henry Kelly.
Let's listen to this, John.
I'm sorry.
Give it some due. Don't crash the vocal, mate.
That's rule number one of radio. Of course, get back to radio school, mate. Back in the classroom.
I don't know if they've put as like a sad middle eight in the middle.
Hans Zimmer, he's done modulation.
Like a proper rock singer. We're going for gold. Right.
Who's the singer?
You can hear it in Rocky, can you?
Yeah. He sounds a bit like...
It's got a bit high from there.
Phil Bailey. Going
for gold! Woo!
Oh, it's long, isn't it?
It's great, John, isn't it?
Yeah.
This should be some running out music. Children, and then this. And then La Banda.
It's quite absurdly epic, isn't it,
for
a knockabout TV show?
Hello, I'm Henry Kelly. Who am I? That's what he used to do. Huh? Who am I was how
he... Was he forgotten?
No. One of the question rounds would be, who am I? Born in 1976.
Oh, I'm Henry Kelly.
I've appeared as Tim Reynolds in EastEnders.
I was Loco Toledo, yeah, for Southern Trains.
Ah, who am I? The voice of Motorway Hell on the Highway.
Dash cam crashes for around the world.
Who am I? Still don't know.
Still no idea.
Okay. So I used to go and do the... my friend Graham used to get me in to do the...
Graham.
Stop playing L.A.
Stop playing L.A.
Stop playing L.A.
Sorry,
with
your friend Graham.
The newspapers. And on a sort of Wednesday, or Tuesday or Wednesday... Henry Kelly was the host.
Wow.
He was so good. He's still alive. He was so good.
Yes.
He was so good. Ah, Russell, are you there? Still the same Russell asked for the travel.
Oh.
We're going to have the travel
not
now.
Russell Holding.
It was Russell Holding.
What's Russell Holding?
And this was 20 years ago, so Russell's been doing it a long, old time.
But on the road...
Who's Russell Holding?
I always thought it would be a great feature. What's Russell Holding?
Yeah,
or who's
good.
Russell Holding?
And he could tell us.
Hey, lads.
Well, that's it. On the M6. I'm holding Janice from accounts. No, hey, there, Russell. He could never find the right. He could never find the right button to find Russell. Are you there? Hello, Russell. Are you there? Anyway,
when I worked in the local radio, one of the presenters realized he got a parking ticket. Was mid-link.
Oh, beautiful.
And then finished the link and sprinted off
FM.
To chase after the traffic warden.
Got on a long song. Here's Bohemian Rhapsody. Bastard!
And after that, Hotel California by the Eagles. We'll be right back in about 13 minutes.
Here's the full American pie. Bastard!
He went to go and give the traffic warden a good shoeing. Ludicrous.
Anyway, Henry Kelly, he used to say, when I'd been in a couple of weeks and we sort of got on. It's mayhem here this morning. Charlie Baker's here doing the papers. It's mayhem here. Here's Simply Red. Something got me started.
Was it mayhem?
Not really. No, I just found some mildly amusing bits from the papers.
Slightly titillating.
Exactly. Ended up playing golf with him once.
Did you?
Yeah. He chipped it. He was a really good golfer. He had stories like, well, I was two up on Seve Ballesteros. anyway, he chipped in from like quite far out and it went in to beat me. And I was like, phew, are you a shit? I'm going for golf. Real anger, real meltdown. Vanarama FM. Let's go, mate.
The National League.
See, we're avoiding talking about the National League,
mate. I don't think there's much point talking about
Avoidance. Okay, what's coming up in the podcast?
It's absolute mayhem.
It's mayhem here with Charlie Baker.
He's played golf with Henry Kelly.
Who am I?
Danced with Monica Lewinsky. Who am I? What is on this week's episode of the podcast? Apparently there's some games on Tuesday night.
Early.
Not interested.
Too early. Too early.
9:18.
9:18, mate. Yes, we'll talk about football.
Football?
Yeah.
Some games on
no
Saturday.
Surprise, John,
some on
we'll
Tuesday.
Talk about it in a minute.
Not
there's
surprise.
No surprise there. They haven't cancelled the last two games. So,
no.
Anyway.
Exactly. No. I think, where bad news occurs for Torquay United, Hurst is never far behind.
Dong.
He should have a generally bell. Walking behind it quite slowly.
Behind the team coach.
Yeah.
One boy for sale. It's going cheap. His name is Brett McGavin. He's got two relegations to his name.
If only Harry Seacombe was still with us, we could get him to record that.
If you buy two heads for
if
sale.
If you get
two players who got relegated last season in your midfield, you'll probably get relegated again by National League South players, and you'll end up in the National League South.
Crow for sale.
One crow for sale.
Oh dear. Oh, we laughed anyway.
Yeah, well.
Loads of letters.
Loads of letters.
That'll do it.
Well, you always say loads, and it's about two.
No, there's loads.
There's loads.
There's flipping loads.
There's absolutely loads of letters.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the National League, John, then, shall we? Wow!
Look at that!
Yeah, we are.
There we go. Vanarama FM.
Absolute pros.
Great this
beat
morning.
To college. RFM. Beat to 30 years in the business, mate.
I know how to hit a vocal.
Who am I? Born in 1978. I'm 6'1". Born in Glasgow, Scotland. Spent my youth career at Port Leven. After leaving Truro, I retired from football and moved to London.
It's Martin Gritton.
Yes. Who am I?
Who am I? Lovely.
There we are.
Very good.
Game,
good.
Isn't
this
it?
Is a great game.
What a great game.
Who am I?
Who am I? Okay.
Come on then. Let's get back to Saturday.
What do you think, John? Oh, Saturday was fun.
Come
yeah, we'll talk about
we've
Saturday.
Got Saturday first. Barnet 0, Wrexham 0, which was a bit of a shock result.
Vanarama'd,
well and truly. Wrexham were down to 10 men for most of the second half. See, Parkinson at the final whistle went berserk.
I saw that,
getting
yeah.
up in their
Sent
keeper's
off.
Grill.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was busy sort of wasting time and play acting.
No, he went down. He went down and he got a player sent off or a penalty or something. He got a player sent off and it wasn't anything.
Yeah.
It was absolutely play acting, you know, so.
He wasn't happy, was he?
I think Barnet are a good shout for playoff final, at least. I think they're good.
I don't know if they're good, but I think they are excellent National League shithouses.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happens. That's what gets through to the final of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think they beat Woking. Trying to think of who's going to be in it. Do they beat Chesterfield? I don't know. I think Chesterfield are the favourites.
Chesterfield are good. Well, Notts County presumably would be the favourites.
Yeah, or Wrexham.
Or Wrexham.
Not done
it's
yet.
Not done yet.
Who else? Woking. I think Woking do it. Who else? In it?
I don't know. It's a very... You can call it, I don't think.
Anyway.
It's very, very competitive. Yeah. Aldershot 2. Sorry, I'm calling this meeting to order.
Make a best man speech.
Yes. Yeah. Aldershot 2, Scunthorpe 1.
Oh, yeah.
Flipping
it. That was annoying, wasn't it?
Really annoying. 82nd minute winner for Aldershot. I mean, they were always winning that game. Scunthorpe are pathetic.
Pathetic, Scunthorpe.
Absolutely pitiful.
Imagine letting Aaron Jarvis go and not liking him.
How could you? How?
Idiots.
Cretins.
Anyway, enjoy the National League North. Regional football.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
They had got a player called Shrimpton. Playing for them, which is quite nice, isn't it? It sounds a bit like Trumpton. Hello, children, welcome to Shrimpton. Finley Shrimpton.
Finn Shrimpton.
Finley,
wow.
Hello, I'm Finley Shrimpton. It's an
poshest
old actor,
player of the week.
Poshest player
posh
of the week.
Posh player of the week, John.
Finley Shrimpton.
Where's the poshest player of the week?
I can't find that music anymore. I've lost
just
it somewhere along
it.
The lines. It went...
Imagine that, anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
You can imagine. You can go back and listen to other episodes and find... The jingle for that, yeah.
Bournemouth 1, Wealdstone 0. Just Bournemouth doing Bournemouth things. Wealdstone are gone, aren't they? They're just
dropped like a stone. Kretschmar, Corrie Andrews. Worst ever talkie signing, John.
He's got to be up there, isn't he?
He's up there amongst
really
them, isn't he?
Poor.
Worst ever talkie player.
Yeah.
For absolutely everything about him.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, he's got potential if he could be bothered.
He's not exactly pulled up many trees for Wealdstone.
I know,
is he?
But you know, it's because he can't be bothered.
Chesterfield 3, Eastleigh 2. So that was Eastleigh were 2-1 up.
Score some goals, don't they?
Eastleigh were 2-1 up until the 89th minute. Two very late goals for Chesterfield.
Dallas is so good. Such a good. But this is what you're up against if you got no
I don't
money.
Think their fans rate him that much. He's
really?
Been like, he's sort of been all right.
Yeah, but he settled.
Bloody hell. Oh, to have an Andrew Dallas.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
And that Cole Clough, he's excellent.
I'd love it if we signed Andrew Dallas. Because we can do loads of Dallas stuff then, can we? Who shot
it would be.
Who shot JR? Jamie Reid.
Yeah.
You know, we could have done loads
about
of stuff
Dallas.
Like that. Yeah, no.
Ewing.
What if Hans Zimmer wrote that?
That was that... Is it Mike Post?
Was it
one
Mike?
Of his?
Mike Post, A-Team, wrote the A-Team.
And Hill Street Blues.
Have you got Mike Post?
Very good. You don't want to see Mike Post? I've lost my... I'm going to go to the sourcing office. I've lost...
we'll fix that in Mike Post.
We're going to have to look at who did the Dallas theme.
Dallas theme, was it Mike Post?
If it wasn't Mike Post, that's going to be really annoying. Post, no, music
Dallas.
Composed by Gerald Immel.
Oh.
So it wasn't a Mike Post.
Gerald Immo.
Mike Post is the OG.
He wrote Law and Order, The A-Team, NYPD Blue.
This is his best one.
Rockford Files is the best,
oh,
isn't
that
it?
Is
surely.
Down.
Oh no, best is Hill Street Blues.
Oh.
What a perfect piece of music. Absolutely love Hill Street Blues. Hill Street Blues.
All right there. You stay careful out there.
You stay careful out there. Hill Street Blues. We should do that. Magnum PI.
I'm going to put that on the list.
Hill Street Blues.
That's getting on the list.
Quantum Leap. Johnny did as well.
Bloody hell,
Post. Who am I? Born in 1944 in Berkeley, California. My
Blues,
original birth name is Leyland Posthill.
Oh, really? That sounds
years
like an
active,
old, is that an old British car?
Still active, 1964 to present.
You haven't seen many of those, man, do you? The old Leyland Posthills.
No. They're lovely band. I had trouble with the carburettor, unfortunately, so he used to break down.
Is the Greatest American Hero one of his as well? Oh, that's quite a good theme tune. It wasn't Mike.
He's not done much recently, has he? I don't like his.
Is he dead?
He's not dead. No, he's still alive. Put the Rockford Files, John.
Okay,
Rockford Files.
I've ended up with the Greatest American Hero.
Rockford. It's not the Rockford Files. What's this from? Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
It's the Greatest American Hero.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Imagine being this sort of singer.
Believe it or not, it was me.
Beautiful.
I mean, he's got an evening style, isn't he?
I'd love to do an evening.
I'd do that.
You'd love to go to see that. You'd love to go to a prom, the post prom.
Someone on the phone.
Is this Rockford Files?
James Garner.
Jim Rockford.
Brilliant. Imagine being James Gardner. Gardner? Oh, imagine writing this piece of music. What even instrument is that, John?
Playing it on the keyboard.
I'm going to start learning these on my bass guitar. Oh, yeah, a bit of harmonica. Oh, yeah.
He's definitely got a style, Mike Post, doesn't he? But he's a winner.
Vanarama FM.
We're playing What Do You Miss Most About the 1980s? And maybe What Don't You Miss?
Let's remember the old days.
Jim in Cockington says he misses mullets.
Yep. Yeah, he much preferred it when they were called barathons.
And Terry in Moreton Hampstead says he missed being able to say exactly what he wants.
When he wants. And that's
without,
just him.
Without Look, being censored that, by the woke brigade.
That's just my opinion.
I'm with you there, Terry. Come on. Dorking 3, Altrincham 2.
I do not want to talk about football, John.
We've got to do it.
Yeah, okay, carry on.
Altrincham were 2-0 up there lovely. After 8 minutes. Dorking pulled it back 3-2.
Who gives a shit? We've got two games left. Come on.
Halifax 3.
Yeah.
Maidstone 0.
Blah, 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 blah.
Gatestone.
Now we're talking. Now the podcast has started.
5 years of a National League podcast.
Gatestone. They're
still saying things like Gatestone.
Let's mash up some more teams.
Gateshead,
of course.
Nil. Bromley 3. So that was, I mean, Gateshead were pretty much safe, and that was them.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're sort of gone now.
Well done to them.
Oldham 1, Maidenhead 0. So Adrian Allen keeping up his side of the bargain.
Yeah,
still.
Very good so far. Allen, thank you very much. A lot of people enjoyed Adrian Allen last week.
Yes.
Including my father-in-law, Doug. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you,
I know you've
Doug.
Been listening to the
Welcome.
Podcast this year. On the ice to you.
On the ice. Solihull Moors 2, Yeovil 2.
Yeovil down.
Nothing.
Yeah,
Yeovil
not
down.
Not yet. Not in that one,
yet,
but nearly.
Southend 2, Dagenham 0. Notts County 3, Woking 0. Watched the first half of that. Thought Woking were actually the better team.
Mm.
But Notts County pulled away in the second half.
Actually, you know what Southend could get in? They've got Chesterfield at home. Mm. Although Chesterfield are probably, they're probably going to wait now. And then Oldham away. And Oldham, they'll want to win, won't they?
Yeah.
So, you know.
And Torquay 3, York 2.
Bang! Yes!
That was excellent.
Really good, really good. We've got a full team out, John. Absolutely excellent, isn't it?
A full team out and we score first.
Yeah.
That's always important for us.
Brilliant, though, isn't it, as well? Brilliant.
Got to score
first. Aaron Jarvis, what a signing. Hope he stays, John. I mean, I know he's ours. I know he's ours for another year, isn't he? He's on a two-year contract.
He is on a two-year.
I wonder if, look, still two games to go. If we did go down, he would score absolute hatfuls in the South.
I think he's better than that.
I know, but he could, if we went, stay with us for a year, come on, Jarv. You'll score, you'll be on the same money, same crowds will turn up, you'll score loads of goals. Score loads of goals.
It'd be good if he got the 20 goals this year. He's only two away, isn't he?
He could get 30 or 40 next year if he stays. This season has been so weird. It's so weird because the end has come so quickly and it's like, oh no,
yeah,
run out of time.
Well, basically what's happened.
I don't know. It does feel a bit like, oh, God. Look, we're not down yet.
We're not down yet.
We'll talk about it in a minute.
Yes.
We'll talk about it now. If we beat Altrincham Saturday, which isn't in any way a given.
Well, a lot of people have been
we'll be going, we'll get those 3 points
there. Of course,
there.
The 3 points we'll get at Altrincham.
There you go. It's actually quite a tough place to go. And it's so reliant on who's available in midfield and how fit people are.
And having Acer.
If you haven't got Acer and Lapsley's not fit, then once again we've got no midfield and we're back where we were.
We had no midfield on Tuesday.
That's been the problem all season.
Tuesday was Altrincham 2, Dagenham 2.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Barnet 1, Solihull Moors 0. So Barnet, yeah, just sort of firmly in the playoffs.
Just people knocking it, tapping it about now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Saving
themselves. Just Phil Vardog in one.
Lasted 5-1.
What's the worst £9.50 you've ever spent?
I didn't spend
it. I lasted 33 minutes.
I had bad. When I couldn't go, I thought, I cannot. I don't want to go to this.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch this. I cannot.
Should have done the same.
Especially when I saw Acer was out, I thought, this is a tough night. They're a really good team.
They are really good.
Any other season, they are winning it or there or thereabouts. And you go, they're a really good team. And I thought, if we've got no Acer, everyone looked knackered.
And, you know, everybody wondered how long sort of Frank Newbill could carry us on vibes and vibes. Like, yeah. It was five games was the answer. It was a good five games.
Definitely.
But they just look knackered. Hopefully they recover in time for 3 points on Saturday.
3 points on Saturday and it's all back on.
Halifax 1, Bromley 1. Gateshead 0, Dorking 0. Tapping it about, like you said, just fine. Both teams now safe. Oldham 2, Southend 0. Wealdstone 0, Aldershot 1. We did need Wealdstone to play their part. I knew they wouldn't. Useless.
Look, we've said, why should Wealdstone bother? Aldershot, at this level of the game, if you've mentally got something to play for and you've got something to gain, then why would you bother trying Gates? Why would a team like Wilson bother trying against Aldershot, who need it? They're actually so when it comes to that last 15 minutes and everyone's knackered, you know, adrenaline kicks in. Adrenaline is what you need to get you over the line. And, you know, well done, Aldershot. Safe. Well done. Though you're absolute shit. So so many teams, John, we've played who I've gone, we're better than these. We're absolutely better.
That little run we had, Dagenham, Bromley.
I know. All awful.
Yeah.
Maidstone, we should have. That early season defeat to Maidstone, awful.
We lost at home to Maidenhead. How poor are they?
Poor.
Not good. And Wrexham 3, Yeovil 0. Bye bye, Yeovil.
See you next season. Well, maybe not. Probably. You never know. That's poor, though, isn't it? That's basically really bad management of Yeovil as well, I think. To go in it. But look, they've got some money. They've got a new owner, haven't they?
Well, they've got a new owner, but him and the manager don't get on, so.
Well, it'll have a new manager.
Maybe, but Cooper's under contract, I think.
So he won't pay. So he's basically trying to get sacked.
Yeah.
Amazing. Look, if we do go down, I don't know if we do or not. At least that's quite a big game, isn't it? The Oval game. A bit annoying, though. What you want is tiny little shit teams.
I know.
I see Western Supermare came up, John.
Yeah.
So that could be the. I know Taunton.
Taunton as well.
Taunton. Oh, God. Can you bring Taunton on a level playing field? God, that is grim. That is grim.
I don't think Hornchurch are coming up either, which is a shame.
The old
Hornchurch. By the way, some absolutely vintage Ray on Saturday.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
York game. Ray. If anybody's watched the highlights, absolutely fantastic. Especially when, was it Dean Moxey's free kick? Or who has the free kick? That was like, and it sort of nearly went in, but not very close. And obviously Ravens just went, wow! really loudly.
It's like he's watching another game sometimes on a laptop next to him.
Yeah. Saturday, Wrexham can get promoted with a win.
I hope they do.
We're off to Altrincham.
Vanarama FM, mate.
Oh, good morning.
Here's the old
Glenn Campbell. Altrincham,
Altrincham.
I am so afraid of losing.
Lovely,
that'll
John.
Do. There you go. I've got nothing else.
Will you give Ace a haul of bruising? He was 21. Oh, when he first played Altrincham. Altrincham, Altrincham. Give us the 3 points, please, you bastards. We'll see you for a couple of pints after.
If you saw me to 21,
if we don't beat Altrincham. There we
That'll
are.
Do.
Tricky middle eight.
I love that song. Glenn Campbell there.
Glenn Campbell.
Right, that'll
do. Yeah. What a great song. Loads of great song, Glenn Campbell songs.
Which is the linesman?
That's all, John, is it? Do you think we stay up, John?
Yes.
Do you?
I don't know. Hopefully.
I think we might.
I could not rule out us beating Altrincham and drawing with Wrexham. And
we,
I think that would be enough.
We could get 4 points. We could get 4 points.
I don't
points.
Think you can rule it out.
The Vanarama thing to happen on Saturday is Maiden Edwin, and then it's done, isn't it?
Come on.
Keep going. It's the Vanarama National League. John, we will still be supporting Torquay United.
Absolutely.
Next season, wherever they are.
Yes.
And the season after that, wherever they are. And the season after that, wherever they are. Until I die. Wherever they are,
yep.
Wherever they have 11 men on the pitch and a yellow and blue shirt, I will be, there, supporting them because it's part of it, isn't it? It's your soul.
Because they exist.
It's not like we've chosen. It's not a team we've chosen. It's like your life. You know, it's not like we've gone, yeah, they win loads of stuff. We'll support them. It's like, well, I have no choice but to support.
Anyone who wanted to question what it means should have seen the two of us on Tuesday.
Yes.
Still about 8 hours before the game.
Yeah, just like
absolutely mental.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
There we are.
We'll
come on,
right.
You yellows.
Come on, the yellows.
We love you. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession. The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. What's that phone? How does that phone ring? How do we get that phone to stop ringing? I don't even know the number. Hello? Is there someone? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, no.
That's Baker, you bastard. Is that you?
Oh, no. I can't believe it. Hello, Hurst. How are you? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Enough with the pleasantries.
Oh.
Enough. Enough. I saw the result on Tuesday night and all I can do is laugh. Laugh and laugh. You supporting that very short and Gary Johnson. And I told you he'd never do it. I told you he'd never keep him up. And what happens? I tune in on Tuesday and they lose 5-1.
Yeah, but they've won. They've just gone on a 5-match winning streak, Hurst.
Nope.
They've sorted out the problems and gone on a 5-match winning streak, playing absolutely brilliant football, scoring loads of goals, entertaining all the fans, bringing hope and joy to everyone in the Plainmoor area.
I've been busy with the Hursting. So I haven't been following it that closely. Tuesday was the first chance I had. And what a bloody chance. It's 5-1. Hopeless.
How's the Hursing going, Hurst?
It's very quiet now.
Yeah, I've been reading some of the TripAdvisors on your TripAdvisor page and a lot of one-star reviews for you, Hurst, saying you're distracted. You're constantly chatting to people in a jolly sort of fashion, getting angry with people if they aren't crying enough, loads of stuff like that on the TripAdvisor. So I think you should perhaps look, tend your own fire, look at your own house before you start throwing aspersions on other managers.
Don't change the bloody subject, Baker. We're having a go with Gary Johnson, man. As for you, Baker, you sycophant.
One star hearse, they're calling you.
Sycophantic, brown nosing Baker. I know what you're like.
Yeah, well, some of the one stars were from vicars and like Catholic priests saying that you were rude, turning up to the crematoriums and the burials and just going, "All right, vicar, how are you?" Like really aggressive, like that, when they're already doing, "Hello, can we get on with it, please? I got another 5 of these today." That's what apparently you've been saying.
Someone did have a go at me for tapping me watch at one point at the back of a back of a service.
Maybe a little bit more respect.
A bit
more respectful in future, please.
How I run my business is my own business.
Virgil, you've had
some. I reserve the right to rev the engine sometimes.
That doesn't sound very respectful.
If we need to get going.
That doesn't sound very respectful.
It's all in the T's and C's. Check it. I'm untouchable.
I've heard you've had some investment from a certain G Hours.
Look, that's all. It's all.
I've been looking up your company at Companies House, looking into the accounts, and Mr. G Hours has become a major investor.
How did you get the address for Vincent Companies House?
Anyway, so look, so you're ringing it up here, but I've been looking into you. So maybe you want to look out for yourself, Hearse, before you start shouting at other people.
I don't like it. Anyway, I'll be there at the Wrexham game to administer the last rites. I'll be there outside throwing the incense around.
Trying to meet Robin Ryan. Are you trying to get in their good books? Trying to get on the documentary?
I'm going to walk in front of the team coach as it arrives.
Talk United written in flowers in the back of your hearse, is it?
Exactly.
You're attention seeker. You're attention seeker, and I tell you what, I've alerted HMRC to a lot of your cash in hand funeral business.
Lot of me cash in hand jobs. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm trying.
There's a lot of cash in hand jobs.
Yes, I can imagine. I can imagine that's what goes on.
I haven't got time for this, Baker. I'm standing at the back of the bloody church, man. Everyone's looking.
TikTok, you'll be found out soon, Hearse. Very disrespectful.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. It's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letters from a listener?
Loads of letters, you said, John. Loads.
I promised loads, and loads I'm going to deliver.
Okay.
5.
Get in there. Come on now.
We start with Celia Hayward.
Ah, Celiac Hayward. Well, I don't know if she is gluten-free or not.
It's from Celia and Zach Hayward. Oh, so if you mash them together,
Celiac. Gluten-free, gluten-free pair of the Haywards. Lovely stuff. How nice to hear from Celia.
A couple of gluten-free Haywards.
In many ways, my favourite Hayward.
Your favourite of the Haywards?
Celia and Zach are, yeah.
I saw Clive was on Radio Devon yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah.
Whoa. Clive building up his... I think he fancies a bit of a media career. There we are.
Making a name for himself.
Which is nice, isn't it?
I think Paul Mulholland will be on it. Back off, Clive. Get off my patch.
Well, Clive, I see you've been
nicking all my work.
Regular interviews on
Radio
Devon.
You want a bunch of fives, Clive?
Sending in letters to the National Obsession, trying to up your media profile with a view to becoming the Talk United cool comms next season if Paul Bastard or Dave Thomas is not available.
You'll turn around a corner at some point next week, Clive, and Dave Thomas will be waiting for you there with a metal bar.
Nothing wrong with that.
Whack! Then Ray comes in. Yeah, there's one for me as well.
Yeah, of course. Oh, my word. His nose is broken.
I've broken his ribs. Set upon. You
lovely.
Don't want to mess with them,
don't
Clive.
Mess with them. They'll be up after you. They're a gang.
Anyway, Celiac says, while Matty and Clive have been away watching the Mighty Yellows, home and away, Zach and I have had a new way to follow the score.
Lovely.
You avoid the score on radio, TV and social media until 1 minute before halftime and full-time.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for the last 4 games and it seems to have worked.
Oh, lovely.
So we'll be keeping up this ritual until the end of the season or when Torquay is safe. It seems easier than putting leaves in your mouth. Come on, you yellow Celia and Zach. Well,
Celia, is that is the you are the reason.
But did you do it on Tuesday, Celia? And if so...
I don't reckon.
It's all... Do you know what? I thought that as well. I thought, I'm not going to watch Tuesday because I think I'm going to jinx it. And then I thought to myself... No.
You are a jinx.
It doesn't work like that.
You are a jinx.
But then maybe I did jinx
you
it.
You are a jinx. Only if you have your nephew with you does the jinx...
I did offer to drive him all the way up to Altrincham on Saturday. It was a no.
It's a no.
It's a no. It's a long way, to be fair.
It's a long way. I'm at the Comedy Store London Saturday night, so unfortunately, there we are. It's gone by the wayside. Bloody career. Celia and Zach, it was so nice to hear from you. Very, very nice.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
Keep going. Keep up. Keep it up, not keep,
keep it up.
Up.
Keep it up. That was really patronising.
Keep up.
Keep.
I mean, keep it up. I don't know.
Keep up, for
it's
God's sake.
It's very early.
For God's sake, Celia.
Gary Head, Gaz Head.
Gaz Head.
Gets in touch. A quick one, he says, of all the Not A Talkie podcast moments on the Natops Pod today, I have to say the Stobbs and Collins thing is the most talkie-centric part of the podcast I can imagine. Robin Stobbs first joined the Gulls in 1963. Sammy Collins in 1948.
I can't see what the problem is. Not a talkie podcast.
We've always said.
Will we be covering the National League South? They said, we don't know yet. We decide which part of the National League we want to...
We could do the National League North next year. For all you know.
Imagine if we did. Thanks, Gaz. Thanks for listening.
Anyway,
on the ice.
Very much. Had me lolling up the goals, Gary. Gaz Head, for 43. Bobman and Cornwall. Now...
Get over the bloody bridge.
Spitball Idea.
Okay.
Who's a Wrexham fan. This is his second email. Gets in touch.
On the ice.
Don't know what his real name is.
He won't want us after next week, so...
Not interested. He says, on the ice, gents, John, I recommend you skip reading the next bit out loud because I feel that Charlie will just get frustrated. I've been maintaining a magic number table for the National League for a while and I thought you might be interested to see what the relegation battle looks like. And he includes... Look at this.
Wowee.
Table. Now,
what is a magic number table?
Chris Lintott had a go at an equation in the week.
He got the number. He got the goals
amount. He applied real maths and science into an equation as to whether Torquay are going to stay up. I think his maths said that Torquay would win 4-2. There were six goals in the game.
It's close for science, isn't it? That's good for science. Science would accept that.
Basically, long and the short of it is that Spitball has got us finishing on... Well, I don't know. It doesn't really make sense.
Perhaps you should have read it before.
I don't understand. There's a lot of numbers. What does he say?
Maths, isn't it?
Bottom line, if Torquay win their game in hand against Chesterfield on Tuesday and all lose to Wealdstone, Torquay would control their end. Yeah, we knew that.
We knew that. We can work
that's
that
like
out.
Maths, Spitball.
Spitball.
If they were to win their last two games in that scenario, they'd be safe. Yeah, we know. You didn't need a table for that.
Do you not think we're not sitting around doing all the equations at all times? only thinking about, but we need to get that swing. Come on, Spitball.
We've worked this all out. Anyway, it says, I look forward to your negotiation session with Humphrey if Torquay season does come down to the final game of Wrexham. Yeah, we might have to speak to Humphrey next week.
Yeah, we'll speak to Humphrey next week.
It's going to be
They'll be champions next week.
Chris Webb. Thank you, Spitball, by the way, for
thank
email
you,
number two. Chris Webb says, hi, chaps, was on.
Was on.
He's a West Ham fan as well. He says, but
on
West Ham now hopefully out of the relegation zone for the rest of the season. And the Gulls' recent run of infectious and exciting form, brackets this sent before Chesterfield game.
Oh.
As a dual supporter of both teams, it's a good time to be alive. Fingers crossed for both teams for the rest of the season. I was curious if John had a chance to look at and update the spreadsheet, as I'd love to know my FOFF number.
Has he got a FOFF number?
Born identity, Charlotte's David Webb.
Has he got one?
But I don't know what it is.
John, that is your job. People want their FOFF
numbers.
Do you know
what?
We're asking people we're asking people constantly to send in letters to become a FOFF, and then when they get a FOFF number, they don't know what bloody number they are.
As luck would have it.
As here is the
I
laptop.
I have my laptop with me.
Here we
I
go.
Never bring my laptop to work.
There are about five different people who need
I've
a number, John.
It. Chris Webb isn't in there.
Oh.
Did we definitely give him one?
Don't know, John.
So to speak.
This is up to you.
Right, Chris, you're going in because I feel bad.
Jigunk.
Pigeon. Okay, so let's put him in.
FOFF number.
Do you want a quick
Was
rundown?
He West Ham and Torquay?
So I think the point that I sort of lost track of it was about FOFF 67, which was Simon Bittlestone.
Yeah. Have we crowned any other FOFF since then?
So we're now, I reckon, we're FOFF 68, Bryn Wilding.
Yep. Oh, he's going to be FOFF 69.
FOFF 69, Peter Fishley.
Oh, Peter Fishley,
FOFF 70, Michael James. Yep. FOFF 71, Chris Webb. That's what I've got.
71.
Does anybody else feel like they have a FOFF number and doesn't have a number?
We have an amnesty on asking for a FOFF number if you've sent in enough letters.
Yeah.
If you ask for one and we discover that you've not sent in enough letters, you will be...
You'll go back down to naught.
Back down to naught and... Well, yeah, yes, back down to naught. That's enough.
And finally, Jonathan Gillespie, who is FOF 61.
Gary Gillespie.
Gary Gillespie.
Yeah.
Dizzy, let me call
Dizzy,
him.
Dizzy, of course.
It's got to be
That's
Dizzy.
That's even better, of course.
Says, it's April in Torquay, as the saying goes. It's also April in Huddersfield, where my first love resides. Both Huddersfield Town and Torquay United, my two teams, looked doomed and beyond the pale a few weeks ago. However, more fool us to expect to be able to relax as the run-in heats up. Torquay, defying all odds, somehow still find themselves in the relegation zone despite a great run. Huddersfield are well underway in warlocking the league in true shithouse style, getting themselves out of the drop zone for the first time since September.
Warlock.
The parallels of both club seasons are uncanny. Matt, my Torquay mate, and I have gone from weekly therapy at Costa, telling ourselves we'll walk the league next season to cancelling each other's anxiety and hope. We should have seen this coming. Being a Huddersfield Town fan is oddly similar to being a goals fan. Neither club is straightforward or takes the easy path. Even in relegation, we'll make it difficult. I write this the eve before the Chesterfield game. Hopefully the goals and continue to march on and Huddersfield can get a result up in Sunderland. Did they?
I don't know. Let's have a look. I think Sunderland won that, actually. Whoa, 1-1.
Oh, 1-1. Okay.
What a result for them. Josh Caroma.
Josh Caroma,
as
Natops alumni,
yes, of course, yeah. And are they safe now? Huddersfield,
No,
a point off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's tough down there, isn't it?
Tight.
Whatever league that is, I've no idea what that is.
No idea.
That league. What a lovely letter. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Is that it,
Cheers,
John?
Dizzy. Yeah, that's it.
So look, we travel in hope. Well, we don't travel. We're not going, but we dream of 3 points v Altrincham, and then to take it to the very last day. If Maidenhead lose, if Maidenhead win. Is that it?
York as well are on 49, so they've got Aldershot on Saturday, haven't they?
Okay, yes.
So we could do with Aldershot winning that, because they're basically safe.
Yeah, but their goal difference is crazy.
Keeps York in it, keeps Maidenhead in it.
All right, okay. Still on, 2 weeks to go, two games to go.
Yeah.
Don't write us off yet.
Keep believing.
We will do a podcast next week, and then a podcast the following week. And that'll probably be it for the summer, John.
Next week, and then the following week, we will be
Huntleth
live
Comedy
from
Festival.
Huntleth.
Yes, hopefully with Humphrey Kerr. Yes,
maybe we won't get him on next week. Who knows?
Well, let's see.
Having an on-air planning
meeting. See what he'll do. This is the National Obsession on the Ice Tube.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.